You are listening to Destiny Pizza.
Hello, this is week 106 of Destiny Pizzas. Today is Monday, May 18th. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
Okay, so it's almost Veterans Day this weekend, right? Memorial Day?
Memorial Day. Huh. They're different.
That's the day that matters because everyone gets that's a national holiday, right?
Yeah, that's
where Veterans Day isn't like a government holiday.
Yeah, I think Veterans Day is November
sometime. Okay.
But Memorial Day, everyone gets off mostly.
And that's the beginning of the summer movie season. So I thought we'll get more on that later.
They made a joke in Community. I think in early May, there's like Armed Forces Day. That's mm-hmm. like another day that no one like pays attention to.
I think Memorial Day used to only be for like a certain branch or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or veterans.
Well, Memorial's technically for people who died, I would think.
Maybe it was only for like certain. Is only for a certain war, I think, and then they extended it to all wars.
That's probably what happened. I don't know the history, but that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then they're like, why leave people out? More time has passed, more people know.
More wars have happened.
Yeah.
More people
have died. We were hoping that would be the last war, but that didn't happen.
Do you think any person has ever gone into a war thinking, like, this is the war to end all wars?
I think the closest you would get is World War II. But, yeah. I mean, I doubt even people thought it would, like, even with,
they're like, no, there's no way we could ever possibly have another reason to fight each other.
Yeah, I don't think
that was the last.
I don't think
World
that's
War,
ever
though.
Entered anyone's mind, really. Like, unless they're naive, I guess.
Yeah. Well, luckily, we're not a World War II podcast or a world history podcast.
We would not be as informed as we should be. Then.
No, we are more informed about movies.
We are,
which are slightly more informed though. So today we're going to talk about some superhero and Star Wars news. So. Let's get to it. Superhero movie news. Black Panther / Captain Marvel. News. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready. How can it be both?
I know. Ava DuVernay, I don't know how to pronounce her name. The director of Selma, who got snubbed at the Oscars, is eyed to direct either one of them. They don't know which one, but apparently Marvel's in talks with her.
That's really interesting. Yeah. That's like such a different type of movie than
from Selma.
Well, I'm just saying. Well, all superhero, like when you go from like something that from seems very completely serious. Yeah, basically not like serious to a comic book movie.
Yeah, because like James Gunn directed like Super and Slither.
Yeah,
and then he directed like Guardians of the Galaxy.
There's like steps that make sense.
Yeah, like Joss Whedon never directed anything serious in his life. It's all like Buffy and.
Yeah. But you know. I'm all down for this. I don't know which one I'd prefer.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. But it is sad to say that in like the Marvel universe, it's only been like a white dude that's directed all of the movies so far.
Yes.
Which like I didn't realize that until like this news came out. I like read about it and it's like, yeah, it'd be nice to also get somebody just to do like not specifically geared to like, cuz I understand they want to get black director for Black Panther
and a woman director for Captain Marvel.
But they should also just get
like one of those black people, woman to direct like the Avengers.
Yeah, just like to get the because who like at that point it's,
that's what I was wondering because I had like this TV show idea about like a transsexual, but then I was like, how would the community would they respect me for not being
for you not you doing it
for me doing it like writing and directing even though I'm not a transsexual.
I don't know
that
that's,
I know
that's
of.
A question. That's a question you have to ask that community
because I'm like. I don't know. That's one idea I had, and I was like,
my guess would be they would rather have it exist than not, but they would prefer.
That's true.
Come from a it depends how
from
well
like a minority
if it's
male,
well
though.
Done. If it's like that's shitty, true. It's like that's not how it really is. Like, of course,
that's
this
the one
guy.
Problem. I had an idea for an episode, and then I was doing research on it, and then I was like, apparently there's like a big in the community itself. That's like a big distinction, and they don't like having this thing made, the connection made, which I made the connection.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh. Who would have ever known that?
Yeah, see.
But then
that's always
the
problem.
If I had a TV show and I said that, if I had a TV show and then someone's like, oh, like, we don't like this. And I was like, how am I supposed to know? Then like, yeah, you shouldn't be doing this.
Then it's like, you're not the guy. You're not the person to be doing it.
Yeah.
It's always they can go a step farther than they could. Well, he's ignorant, but he is from that group. So.
Yeah, that's true.
That
I was like, I thought you guys were just like everyone else. Like, like the gay dude from Happy Endings.
Yeah.
In my opinion, that was like the best gay character because he's just like a normal person. He's not like the stereotype.
Yeah, he's not like, he's like a normal person you would meet or like regular, you wouldn't even know.
Probably. That or like Mitchell from Modern Family.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good time to be an American.
I think so, yeah.
Diverse.
Definitely.
But yeah, so we saw Selma.
Yes, we did. I thought it was great.
It was a great movie. It was
very, very emotional.
Yeah.
Very emotional movie.
I think she could make a superhero movie. Because I think she said it, she's been on the record saying, like, I never became a director to win an Oscar because it was unreal. I thought it was unreal expectations to for like a black woman to be an Oscar winning director. And you can't go into that industry with like having that mindset. So I'm.
Because both these come out around the same time, right? Like, I think Captain.
I think they're like the two movies.
They're two.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're a year apart or something like that. So.
Yeah. And then, unfortunately for her, Kevin Feige made a statement saying Marvel movies will never be too serious. I'm going to look up what else she's directed. I feel like I should watch other movies that she's directed.
Yeah. But yeah, it makes sense, Kevin Feige, because Kevin Feige, he's trying to keep everything, like, until, like, Infinity Wars happens.
Or, like, Ragnarok. Yeah. There's no way Ragnarok can be, like, not serious.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty serious. Like, I think...
Even Civil War, there's no way that movie can't be serious.
I think what he means by serious is, like, there'll be jokes in
there.
Like, and
I think he's just trying to distinguish himself from DC.
It's not going
to
be Batman vs. Superman, which is going to be ultra serious.
Yeah.
Like, over the top serious. This is serious stuff, man. It's going to be, I guess I would say, comic booky, I think.
Yeah.
Because I feel like comic books are fun and, like, especially Marvel...
They play more lighthearted.
They play with that stuff. It's not like, because you would think like Age of Ultron, that's a pretty serious thing. He like, and no one seems to care that Tony Stark like kind of sent robots that could kill the world. And they're just like, that's Tony Stark. He does that stuff.
Oh, I didn't know she's worked on a comic book movie, but I don't know as what.
Oh, really?
Writer? No, me. Filmography? Assistant director?
Yeah, what's her filmography like?
1 second. It says, like, under her, on IMDb, under her best known, it says, like, 4 major movies, but I can't figure out
you
what...
You can't figure out, because she wasn't the director on all of them.
Okay. Oh, never mind. Let's see. She was promotional services for Rush Hour 3, Shrek the Third, same thing. But she was also worked on... Spider-Man 3.
So she goes for
Spider-Man 2 and iRobot.
Okay.
But as promotional services.
Yeah.
And like publicity consultant.
That's what she used to do. Director? Like,
publicist.
Doesn't it say director?
But I've never seen any. I've never heard of any of these movies.
Okay.
Oh, she directed an episode of Scandal. Middle of Nowhere. I Will Follow. I don't know either. I think Rosario Dawson's in I Will Follow. Nope. It is not her. This poster is very weird colored. So, yeah. Age of Ultron, I read this interesting point. It's kind of depressing. And there's a spoiler, so just skip ahead, like 30 seconds. Starting now. Scarlet Witch shows everyone their worst nightmare, but actually has to live hers.
That is true.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
Yeah, I never thought about it that way.
Yeah. Because... No, I don't know. Is it spoil-free now, I guess?
Yeah.
But yeah, because that's exactly what happens.
It's kind of like Donnie Darko.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little bit like that.
In like a really weird way.
Where
it's like the end of the world, it's either like everyone around him dies or he dies. Yeah, okay.
But what's... So I guess that's the worst thing, because... Everyone's being shown their fear, but they're
but actually... But they don't have to live through it. They can prevent it.
Yeah.
And she has to.
Yeah.
New Mutants. Apparently, Fox is developing an X-Men spinoff movie. and Josh Boone is going to write and direct it. I don't know who that is, but it was in the headline. So I was like, it has to be important. Do you know who that is?
I don't. Oh, wait. Is that the, I think this is the dude who did, like, no, I'm thinking of something else. No, I don't know who this is. Who is this guy? Kind of want to find out now.
He's a screenwriter and film director. He was born on April 5th, 1979 in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
That's great facts.
He directed The Fault in Our Stars.
Oh, he's that dude. Oh, he's doing like... Oh, and they said...
And he also wrote Stuck in Love.
Per his schedule, I think they think the movie would come out in like 2018 or 2019 because he's busy doing like some Stephen King thing.
So, that, I don't know.
Yeah, I think I read something on that.
Is that Lizzie's Story? L-I-S-E-Y?
He's no. doing The Last Stand.
Yeah, it's That's no, it's Lizzie's Story. Oh, yeah, it was written by Stephen King.
Or something.
It's like, a widow becomes the object of a dangerous stalker obsessed with her husband's work. Mm-hmm. That sounds like Widow.
Wow.
What is that, right? Or Misery. That's what it sounds like. Where, like, the fan is so obsessed that she keeps him there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, the sequel to Misery. Where it's like, oh, I'm going to go after your husband, who I killed. Ooh, that's a nice...
Interesting. But that's a... I don't know what the X-Men... Because it was really, like, confusing what they're doing after Apocalypse. But I don't know how they're going to do it without, like, brand name X-Men. Like, if it... Because I think the X-Men spinoff, like, the New Mutants are just, like, random people that one really knows.
I think Nightcrawler appears sometimes, like in the comics and stuff.
They'll probably end up putting some people you know, like from Apocalypse, I would guess.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know about how successful. Because aren't they still trying to do it? I think they're still trying to do a TV show or something.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? X-Men is the most confusing thing of what they're doing.
Yeah. Next up, we got a picture of Crossbones on set of Civil War in his costume, which looks pretty awesome.
I'm digging that Crossbones pic.
I mean, he makes you completely forget that Punisher is a character.
Yeah, even though they got Punisher back, so Punisher can be it.
Yeah, but he looks so badass.
It's so awesome because Winter Soldier, he really felt like an afterthought, like Crossbones as a character. Like, he never popped out. He never had a scene in that movie where I was like, I remember him from that movie. But you put him in this suit, and I don't care what he's doing. He's in the suit. He looks like a badass.
Yeah.
So that's pretty sick.
And Spider-Man news, Asa Butterfield is rumored to have gotten the role of Spider-Man. Him and his, like, blue eyes.
Yeah. He was, like, the youngest one on that list, too.
Yeah, he's, like, I think he's 19 or something, but he looks like he's, like, 14.
Yeah, he looks really young. Which I think is a good contrast to, like, everyone else. Because everyone, like, even Scarlet Witch now, she's still older than, like, she doesn't look like high school, really.
No.
So, it's good to get someone young to, like, really contrast what the Avengers are doing.
But yeah.
We'll see if that really is what ends up happening.
My mom just saw, like, Avengers Age of Ultron, like, a few weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and then Godzilla was on TV, and I was like, you want to see something weird?
Yeah.
And put Godzilla on, and it's like, she's like, wow, that does feel, like, uncomfortable, like, after seeing Age of Ultron.
Yeah. That's why you do it the other way.
And yeah.
It's still
and
weird.
Then it's still weird, yeah.
And then it's still weird, but.
But, yeah.
She's like, stuff's gonna happen.
And then. Well, because, like, she never knew anything about it, and then she saw, like, the Bryan Cranston thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, wow, like, they totally, like, sold this movie weird.
Well, because it's directly coming after Breaking Bad, so they, like, of course you sell it that way, because I'm sure it helps.
I don't know. Also, what Godzilla movie is Godzilla not the main character? That's my problem with it.
The Matthew Broderick one really wasn't about
that
Godzilla
is not
either.
Considered Godzilla.
Yeah, I know.
It is not in
but
canon.
But, like, American, like, those are... This isn't in canon either.
This one's considered in canon.
Really?
Yeah. The Japanese don't even consider the other Godzilla movie a Godzilla movie.
Wow. I'm surprised they consider this one a Godzilla movie.
I know.
Even.
They should call it whatever that character's name is.
Yeah, exactly. But... Because, like, they both of them have not much screen time. I think that's what they're trying to go for some reason. They're like, it's about the humans.
No, it's not.
Like, I don't care about the humans.
It's never about
us. It's like the Transformers. I'm like, I don't care about the humans.
Yeah.
Give me the Transformers.
I just want to see robots destroy stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And then TV news, Agent Carter, season 2, will take place in L.A.
I'm kind of psyched about that.
Yeah. So this is going to be after the one-shot?
I don't know the ordering of things. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Because I think, didn't the one-shot end with her at SSR?
Yeah. But that's what I'm trying to figure out the timeline. Because I do think that is after season 1. The one-shot is.
Yeah.
Because, well, whenever they form S.H.I.E.L.D., we don't even know if they're in S.H.I.E.L.D. yet. Like, because it's still,
but I think they remember, I remember them calling from L.A.
Well, I think she called from New York. And
no, but Howard Stark was in L.A. because he's with the English dude, and he's like, what's this? And he's like, it's a bikini. It's French.
Yeah, I think he's in L.A.
Yeah.
But, so I'm guessing, we'll find out from the season, but they came out with the synopsis also. It says, Marvel's Agent Carter returns for a second season of adventure and intrigue, starring Hayley Atwell in the titular role of the unstoppable secret agent for the SSR, dedicated to the fight against new atomic age threats in the wake of World War II. Peggy must now journey from New York City to Los Angeles for her most dangerous assignment yet, but even as she discovers new friends, a new home, and perhaps even a new love, she's about to find out that the bright lights of post-war Hollywood mask a more sinister threat to everyone she has sworn to protect.
It sounds kind of like The Rocketeer.
Mm-hmm.
Because The Rocketeer takes place in L.A., but that's during World War II.
Yeah. So it does say she's still working for the SSR. So it's not even S.H.I.E.L.D. yet.
Oh, that's true.
So that might not even
happen. No, but I think he said we're forming S.H.I.E.L.D., but like it's a secret, right? I need to watch that one shot again.
I need to go back over that one shot. But I think they were in she was definitely in New York for the beginning of like in one while working at the SSR. And then he was in L.A.
Yeah.
But they were talking on the phone.
So. It's going to be interesting, though, because Dominic Cooper is in Preacher.
Yeah. Yeah, so he'll probably be less in this season, I would guess.
Yeah.
Just a guess. I'm assuming Jarvis will be back, I would guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's a good idea to move it to a different city. I like to see the old style, like, at different places. So that's cool. And then we got some Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is coming back. So we got a synopsis. It says, director Phil Coulson embarks on a deadly new secret mission to protect the world from new threats in the wake of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s wars with Hydra and a rogue faction of Inhumans.
This seems like it's kind of mirroring. They're mirroring each other.
That is, yeah.
Wake of wars.
Mm-hmm.
New threats.
Pretty much.
Secret missions.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I think I'll go a little bit into because the S.H.I.E.L.D. season finale happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'll go over that in
on Thursday.
Yeah.
And Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. spinoff still might happen later on. They said it's not completely dead.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. And Supergirl will air against Gotham. So Supergirl's on CBS Mondays at 8.
Mm-hmm.
Gotham is on Fox Mondays at 8.
Yeah, and then I read a thing is that I said like last week that it would be part of the Arrow Flash universe, but apparently that's not like set in stone. It's up in the air, and like I think it was like written to his contract that like the showrunner or the producer that it can happen later, but it's not it's not for sure, and I don't think it'll happen for a while if it would happen. And from the trailer, it really didn't make sense that it would happen, but we'll see where that goes.
And Gotham News, Joker and Mr. Freeze are going to appear for sure in season 2.
Mm-hmm.
So we read that earlier, a long time ago.
Yeah. Now it's official. Now confirmed. It's
official, yeah. And some comic book news. Female Thor's identity has been revealed.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guess who she is?
I read it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Jane. What's her last name?
Foster. Mm-hmm.
Did you read like the thing about it, how like she has like breast cancer and stuff in the comics?
No.
She has like breast cancer, but then like apparently she's not sure if you becoming like Thor helps her or hurts her cancer.
Oh, it could make it worse.
Yeah.
Huh, interesting.
So then, interestingly enough, this news being revealed made a comic book very valuable.
The What If.
The What If. I think it was like What
Jane
If.
Jane Foster.
Yeah, What If Jane Foster was Thor.
Yeah.
And that comic book went from like a $3 book to a $100 book.
Wow. That's one way to make something valuable is write something in actual...
Write something in canon.
Yeah, that happened in a What If.
Yeah. And some Star Wars news.
Star Wars Anthology Rogue One. Diego Luna has joined the cast.
And that's it.
That's it. That's
nothing on Netflix. Nothing on...
Nope. Netflix.
On Netflix.
Netflix.
That's all I'm going to start a competing service.
Yeah.
Netflix and only have new movies. It's like the pay-per-view of online.
Yeah. Why hasn't someone...
I bet you Netflix already exists.
It probably already does.
I bet you Netflix already owns it.
Yeah, they're like, I got to get all the flixes.
Yeah.
The close enoughs.
Just in case some guy ever calls Netflix Newflix on a podcast, we need to own that.
They'd be like, whoa. I know people are going to make this mistake sometimes. They're going to call it Newflix. And we got to own that.
Yeah, the T's not too far away from on the keyboard.
Nope.
Okay.
Alright.
Come back tomorrow for the leftovers. Because there is some leftovers.
There are leftovers.
Oh, wait. We need to talk about the summer movie pool thing.
Oh, yeah.
We should probably talk about it right now.
Yeah, might as well.
So, I did some research on it. Found out this year, the website we follow for the summer movie pool shifted up their summer movie pool because I guess the movie industry shifted up the summer industry from Memorial Day, which it has been traditionally, to the first week of May, the 1st of May. So, we're still keeping it at Memorial Day, but you can do any movie that came out since May 1st. So, like, Age of Ultron, you can put it.
Wait, so we're... But we're starting the money total? Starting?
No. We're just gonna... That's when I want all applications.
Oh, you want it in by then, but we count box office since May 1st.
Yeah. Okay. For the North American market.
Does Thursday... Does... What about, like, April 30th? Like, does the Thursday of Age of Ultron count?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Because I think they count that in.
All right. So, from April... Well... May 1st to September or something.
Yeah.
For Labor Day.
So, yeah. And we're going to tell you what you might win on Wednesday during discussion, because that's our discussion for next week. We're going to hopefully have everyone here to read off the top 10 list. Brian didn't make it last year. So, hopefully Brian makes it this year, and then Uxher doesn't, so we can only have one of them.
So, we can switch off between years.
Between years. And that's it. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.